growing up in a Christian household, we were taught many things that appeared to have been biblical. And for many years, I believed that these doctrines were biblically correct. But once I got older and began to do my own research, I realized that some of the common doctrines that were taught are being taught not only in my household and in the church, but many other households and churches. And the things they were teaching were and is not, in fact, biblical. In this first part of this mini-series, we will be discussing three doctrines that are commonly taught that aren't biblical, and we're going to explain why they aren't biblical. We're going to be discussing things that Christianity teaches versus what the Bible actually says. Now, before we get started, I will have to warn my brothers and sisters that it may be things that you may not like, the things that we're going to be discussing. Now, it's so important that we truly learn the truth. And a lot of things that we have been taught growing up in the church are not correct. And we really need to allow the Most High to teach us the truth, the absolute truth, in order to discern the difference between what the Most High says and what the world has taught us. So with that being said, we're going to start with the first thing. The first doctrine that we're going to be discussing is the seven deadly sins. Now, it is taught now that the seven deadly sins are pride, greed, lust, envy, gluttony, wrath, and sloth. Now, y'all, of course, all of these things are sin, and the Bible do say that the wages of sin is death. But when I first came into my walk with God, one of the first things that I researched were the seven deadly sins. And y'all, to my astonishment, the seven deadly sins are nowhere mentioned in the Bible. However, what I did find was six things that the Most High hates, and seven are an abomination to Him. In Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19, it says that these six things doeth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto Him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Now, what the Bible actually says about these seven abominations is nowhere near the seven deadly sins, except pride. That is the only thing that is listed on the seven deadly sins. The Bible never mentions anything about these seven deadly sins that the world teaches. When I did my research, y'all, I found out that these seven deadly sins doctrine actually became incorporated in the Christian doctrine in the 4th century by this eccentric man named Evagrius Ponticus. And then it was later outlined by Pope Gregory the First. And then later on, it was elaborated in the 13th century by St. Thomas Aquinas, who was an Italian Christian theologian. All right. So number two, the Lord's Day, which Christianity teaches, is Sunday. Now, many Christian churches teaches that Sunday is the Lord's Day, but in actuality, it is not biblical. In fact, choosing Sunday as the set-apart day for the Most High is actually breaking the commandments of the Most High that are detailed in Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 17. In verses 8 through 11, it says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Now we're going to pause right here for just a moment. Do y'all notice that this is the only commandment that says remember in front of it? Why is it that this specific commandment is the only one that has remember? I believe, and this is just my humble opinion, that the Most High knew that this day would be forgotten. And the reason why it has been forgotten because it has been replaced with another day. Right? In verse 9, it says that 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. Now, and why are we supposed to keep the Sabbath day? Now, when we read in verse 11, it says, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Hallow means to separate, to set apart, to sanctify, and or to make holy. Right? So that means that this seventh day is supposed to be set apart and treated differently from any other day of the week. So when we look on our calendars, the seventh day of the week is Saturday, not Sunday. And now, y'all, of course, we ought to serve the Most High daily. But like we just mentioned, that one day out of the week is supposed to be hallowed and set apart. And that day is Saturday and not Sunday. The New Testament actually mentions the first day of the week 8 times, and none of these instances were spoken of as being a replacement or a set apart day. And of course, the Most High Word never changes. It never changes. He never fluctuates between His Word. And when I did my research on this thing, I realized that this change actually began sometime after the completion of the New Testament and after all the apostles passed away. The earliest recorded instance of Sunday observances by Christians occurred in Italy. Some early Christians observed both days, while some remain faithful to the original Sabbath day, right? So it wasn't until March 7, 321 AD that Constantine implemented the first Sunday law, in which everybody in the Roman Empire were to rest and worship on Sunday. And this doctrine was actually eventually introduced into the Christian doctrine. Y'all, I have done a lot of research concerning this Sabbath day law change. And if y'all wish to know more about this, because this is a lesson within itself, leave me a comment in the comments below and we can definitely do an in-depth study on the Sabbath day. Or you can definitely do your own research concerning the days and why the Sabbath day was actually changed. And we also need to remember, according to the Bible, in 1 John chapter 2, verse 13, and in St. John chapter 14, verse 15, is that if we say that we love Him, and if we say we know Him, we ought to keep His commandments. And I also noticed that a lot of Christian teaches that the old law is actually done away with. But that is actually incorrect. Yeshua, or Jesus in English, said that He did not come to do away with the old law, but to fulfill it. Glory be to the Most High. So we ought to still keep and hallow the seventh day, which is indeed Saturday. Glory be to the Most High. All right, now moving on. Number 3. Money is the root of all evil. Y'all, I hear so many people say that money is the root of all evil. Shucks, before I even got saved, I used to say it all the time. But once I got into my walk with the Most High And upon doing my research and searching the scriptures, I realized that that is nowhere mentioned in the Bible, and it isn't true. In fact, Yahshua said that we are to make friends with the mammon of unrighteousness, that when we fail, they may receive us into everlasting habitations. This is in Luke chapter 16, verse 9. So is it really money that's the root of all evil? What does the Bible actually say? So searching out the scriptures, I found 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. It says that the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Now, the love of money is, of course, is applicable as to why such evil is prevalent in our society. It is the reason why people steal, kill, and destroy, because it is fueled by greed and covetousness, thus making it the root of all evil. See, money in itself is not evil, even though it can quote unquote provide a sense of or false illusion or a false sense of satisfaction and security. Hence why the Bible, glory be to the Most High, hence why the Bible calls it the mammon of unrighteousness. But the Most High gave us the resources and the financial resources, which should be handled wisely, just like we read in Luke chapter 16, verse 9. But when we love, put our affection and trust in those resources that God, the source, blessed us with, when it becomes our God, our idol, that will lead to coveting after money so bad that we no longer are content with the things as we have, and will then desire to obtain more money by any means necessary. Glory be to the Most High. Now, I know that these things, it was instilled in our spirit that these things were actually biblical and true. So, of course, I actually expect to receive a lot of pushback. But I am challenging each and every last one of y'all to please search the scriptures out for yourself. Pray to the Most High that He will lead you and guide you into all truth. Glory be to the Most High. And this is why I always say, do not allow anybody to spoon feed you the scriptures, that you read the scriptures for yourself. I hope that this lesson enlightened your understanding, and I also hope that it do motivate you to do your own research. If the Most High wills, we will be doing a part two, because it is a lot of things that we were taught growing up that were biblical or assumed to be biblical, and in actuality, they were actually false doctrines. Now, before we conclude, I want to put something on y'all's mind. Do y'all notice that the things that we mentioned, saving the money is the root of all evil, that the doctrines actually came from Roman Catholicism? I want y'all to ponder on that. Glory be to the Most High. I thank the Most High, and for each and every last one of y'all. Without you all, this ministry would not be possible. If this lesson has blessed you, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And please hit that bell to get notifications so you can get the notifications when I do upload new content, if the Most High wills, of course. Until next time, my kings and queens, God bless. Talk soon.